So January 30th finally arriving for Research in Motion, Torsten. This is like the Oscars and the Super Bowl combined into one. And, you know, you've been focusing on the launch and growth for the year. The launch is one day, but the growth is going to last for longer. What is the company's projection of the BB10 for 2013?
So we start with the two BB10 devices, and then the teams are already working on the full BlackBerry 10 portfolio. So we're going to expand this that we can deliver BlackBerry 10 into all the regions where we're so successful. And then, Joe, what we did with BlackBerry 10 is not just to build new smartphones, we build mobile computing platforms. So in 2013, we will start exploring also the business opportunities in mobile computing.
Now, what has the reaction been from corporate clients about your new phone so far? You've done a lot of testing.
Yeah, so they're really, really amazed about BlackBerry 10. And why is that? Because we have this feature balance in it. And this new platform really allows you to separate your personal life from your corporate life. So CIO is happy because he can fully control the corporate part of the device but can't invade your privacy. And vice versa, you know, you have your privacy kept, but you cannot invade corporate security. Everybody's happy with BlackBerry 10 and balance.
I want to talk about the features of the phone with BB10. You know, I've been hearing and seen some video about new features such as the smarter keyboard, time shift, messaging with BlackBerry. Which ones do you feel will differentiate this device from other smartphones?
So on top of my hit list is certainly the BlackBerry Hub, because I just love all my messages, all my social networks, my business email, my notifications to come into this one hub. And I can take immediate action out of this hub, respond, reply, copy, without even opening any other application. I can look into the future on my calendar and see what's coming. I can dive into those various calendar events and look at the people and when I met them last time. It's all just all these activities from one place. And then for consumers, you know, they want fun too. So that's where the time shift camera plays a big role, the story maker feature plays a big role. And, you know, the hardware as well with, you know, a stunning vivid display with cinematic experience. So there's so many new things in BlackBerry 10 that, you know, we're convinced will get people excited and will make them want one.
Well, you, in a German publication interview, you indicated that the BB10 is so revolutionary that people would not need a laptop anymore. How so?
Yeah, so this is going into the future of mobile computing, what I was talking about. If you look at the devices we build today with BlackBerry 10, they actually have the power of a laptop from a processing perspective, memory, display. They just run off a smaller battery. But what you really can envision is that you don't just have your smartphone on your hip. In the future, you will have your mobile computing power at your hip. And I think we have achieved this breakthrough in technology now that we can think about it and we can build a whole new other applications and world around this using this technology for enterprise, for healthcare, for automotive, for telematics, for energy. This is a lot of opportunities ahead of us that we need to explore and we need to figure out which one to focus on.
You know, I've been hearing about some cool products, as you've mentioned already. I want to focus on the apps for the BB10. Tell me about the apps and what type of apps do you have to attract first consumers and then enterprises?
Yes, so what you have to do is there is a number of apps that basically is a global app, right, that everybody is using, and you need to have those apps under your belt. And secondly, there's a lot of regional apps. If you look at Indonesia, if you look at South Africa, UK, there's a lot of local apps. So what we did, we approached this in a way that we said we have to have a sound baseline of apps globally. But then with all the developer jam conferences that we did, we attracted local developers to also make sure we have the top, you know, 200 to 600 local apps so people can use what they know in their region. That was quite a huge program, and I think we have quite a success. We achieved 70,000 applications at launch, which is unheard of for any other, you know, platform to launch. Enterprise, what we did for the enterprises is, you know, we've created BlackBerry World for enterprises, so the corporate CIOs can post their applications there, make it accessible for their users, and it's totally separated from the private BlackBerry World. So a lot of progress, a lot of innovation in BlackBerry 10 for both consumers and enterprises.
So you're looking at the apps, you look at different countries, and of course, you know, like in Canada, we would be totally focused on one app, whereas in Japan, I understand, you know, they have these machine-to-machine marketing apps where you can buy a Coke from a machine. Is that something that's coming to Canada, coming to North America, something that's going to be accessible through the BB10?
Oh, absolutely, because BB10 has this new field communication technology. We just announced that with Visa that, you know, you can have credit card payments through a BlackBerry. You basically just tap the BlackBerry to a payment terminal and off you go. This is already there. I mean, whether you use this on a vending machine or on a credit card, that is existing. But it, you know, it has a lot of other opportunities. Think about, you know, building access. You know, think about just exchanging files from person to person. Tons of applications around near field communication. So I think we're getting there. You know, this is something we have already done with banking, and there's a lot of other applications coming around NFC. That's for sure.
And it's all in that that smartphone that we're going to be
carrying
around.
It's all in.
So I want to focus on locally. The you've put your heart and soul into this product. Research in Motion has. And what does this BB10 mean to Waterloo Region, to the community, to local employees? Do you have a message for them?
So first, I think it's going to be a huge innovation, and it's going to be a huge success. I know that. Now, we had some serious decisions to make in the past, and I want to thank the community, I want to thank the government, everybody who helped get us through this difficult phase of restructuring the company. That was very, very tough, but I have to tell you that, you know, from my experience, the collaborative effort that I've seen from various constituents in this was, as tough as the decision was, it was fantastic. And I think we're going to reward our community with a successful product, with a whole new platform, with the future we can take Research in Motion into, and I think everybody can be proud in the community of what RIM has achieved, because it's not just about the RIM employees, which carry the big load, it's also about the communities that support us and serve us and help us, and we're excited about, you know, bringing this product to market, not just for RIM, for all the communities we live in.
Now, I've spoken to some members of the community, some who speak to or who work at RIM, indicating, you know, they are tired of the comment that seems to be coming before RIM, this is make or break for RIM. Is that something you're tired of too, Mr. Hines?
I'm not tired of it. I know how to respond to this question. I mean, I describe this as a very important milestone for RIM. It certainly is, because we want to prove ourselves in the smartphone business, but we also want to prove that BlackBerry 10 is a fantastic mobile computing platform. So it is important. But in case, which I not for a second believe is going to happen, but in case it's not going to fly, we have built a fantastic value with the platform that we've built around BlackBerry 10. There's always a path forward. There is life continues. Life moves on. And this company has a lot of innovation power, has great employees with great knowledge, great energy. I would not be afraid of a future if we had to go a different path. But right now, it's chin down, you know, get BB10 out, and in mobile computing, go where the puck is.
Go where the puck is. Excellent advice. Mr. Hines, I know you're very busy. Thank you so much for joining us today, taking the time to answer our questions.
Appreciate your time, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.